This is a mission, not a small time thing. Got me on a case like I'm Sherlock Holmes.
Splash Woman is a single by hip hop artist Raheem Jarbo, who is known on stage as Random. The musician has a unique style of creating beats out of video game music and rapping his own lyrics over the tracks. Random, who will be performing tonight at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville, says he is a longtime comic fan and a specific comic book inspired his name.
One of my particular favorites was X-Factor. And in X-Factor, there was a character who popped up in a couple of issues named Random. And Random was able to shape-shift into different things. And so I felt like once I finally started to make music, I felt like I was kind of similar, where I could shape-shift as well. And so for that reason, I named myself Random.
The Philadelphia native now lives in Phoenix, Arizona, where he teaches middle school language arts and history. When school is out for the summer, he typically travels back to the East Coast to perform. This year, he also booked a fall tour with stops across the country. The rapper says his style of music is as diverse as he is.
I guess what my music is kind of a mishmash of everything that makes up my personality and makes up who I am. So at the root of it, it is hip-hop. I love video games, so I like to sample video game music and rap over video game tunes, like 8-bit melodies and things like that. I also like to use traditional soul methods or soul samples and talk about some heavier stuff as well. Right now, the project I'm doing is that we're pushing is called Forever Famicom, which is all about video games. And so the topics are kind of video game related, kind of nerdy, a little more playful, tongue-in-cheek, and the background and the backdrop of the music is all based on video games. So, yeah, I would say it's very diverse music. I like to say it's a combination of, I call it new retro, because it's very new in the sense that I'm talking about new things and current things, but it's retro because I like to pay a lot of respect to the 80s. And so there's a lot of 80s pop culture references, and it's a lot of fun. So that's the Random sound in a nutshell.
Prior to his incarnation as Random, the musician had been a hip-hop artist for 12 years. He had grown tired of traditional hip-hop, and it was during this break that his career took a new, creative turn.
So I kind of sat down to music for like a year and just started playing video games again. I was a huge game player as a kid, but I kind of got out of that once I got music. So I went back, played some of my favorite old games. And once I did that, I just remembered how cool the music was and how the music took me back to a new place. So I decided to go with my favorite video game, which was Mega Man at first. Now, Mega Man was a game where they had about 8 different sequels and spinoffs. And so there was a lot of music to choose from. And so when I heard the music, and like I said, it just took me to a really, really good, innocent place in my childhood. And I just wanted to revisit that.
After teaching himself to make beats on the MTV music generator software for PlayStation, Random landed a job at a Philadelphia studio as a producer and engineer. He eventually created his first demo tape, which led to him signing with an indie label and releasing his debut album, The Call, in 2006. The following year, he released Mega Ran, an album completely comprised of sampled 8-bit beats from the video game series Mega Man.
Well, I decided to make a concept album out of Mega Man and call it Mega Ran instead of Mega Man. And so when I did that, it wound up getting a lot of attention on the internet. It was something that people actually found to be interesting. And so once we put that together, I wound up getting an email from Capcom on MySpace. But Capcom is the company that actually creates the Mega Man games. And so at this time, I immediately thought the worst, because Capcom contacting little old me means that my music has probably gotten into their hands and they probably don't like it. So I'm thinking, here we go. Grand opening, grand closing of Mega Ran. But in the message, the gentleman told me that they had heard my music and they also really liked it. They thought that the music was interesting, it was innovative, it was creative, and they really enjoyed it. So they wanted me to do more of it and to promote it. And they would help me promote it, and I could travel and come to their events, and they would put me on their website. And so it became a really, really cool story, you know. So with their blessing, I've been able to take this music to places I had never, ever imagined it would go.
In 2009, Random signed a deal with a Japanese record label and released Randomonium, a collection of previously released material. Earlier this year, Random collaborated with producer Kay Murdoch to release Forever Famicom, a conceptual album paying homage to the 8-bit Nintendo Entertainment System and 16-bit Super NES video game consoles. Because the beats Random samples don't belong to him, he had to work out some licensing agreements with the video game company.
There were major issues with that because, again, this is trademark material, even if it is 10, 20 years old, it's trademark material. So I didn't intend on selling it or making any type of profit from it. I just wanted to do it for fun as a tribute. Mm-hmm. And then there was a film that was made, an independent film about video game addiction, was something I know nothing about. Mm-hmm. The film about video game addiction, they wanted to use one of my songs as the ending credit. And so I got a little weary because I didn't own that music. And so they said, okay, well, look, we're going to contact Capcom for you. And they contacted Capcom and said, well, look, we want to use Random song, but we don't have any paperwork stating it's okay. I know you guys talk, but we want paperwork. So can you please, like, get Random an official license? And they really, really pushed for this official license. I wasn't even thinking about it. But they did. And so next thing you know, a couple months later, I get an email saying that Capcom's blessing for Mega Ran has finally come through. And then I read it, and it's them granting me an official free license to do whatever I wanted with the music. And that was the ultimate blessing.
Capcom's licensing agreement allows Random to perform and sell all of the music he makes by sampling music from their video games. Coming from a hip-hop background and having this unique brand of music is something that allows the rapper to be versatile with where he performs.
I travel to bars and clubs and things like that. So I've performed at all types of places, but now that just opens up the spectrum of places I can perform at. So in addition to doing bars and clubs, 2 days ago in Dallas, we did an anime convention. The very next day, we did a bar. So, you know, it's like that's the type of versatility that this type of a project and this type of, dual persona gives me, and it's a really cool thing. So I really can say that I'm comfortable performing anywhere. A lot of people probably do look at it like, wait a minute, what exactly do you do again? What is this? You know, but I have the credentials, the backing. You know, I've performed at venues with some of the biggest names in hip hop, as well as with some of the biggest names in the video game or nerd music community. So therefore, I'm able to kind of flash the resume at people and they can kind of appreciate what I do, even though it's a little bit unorthodox.
Random will perform with Kay Murdoch tonight at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. More information is available at megaran.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
There was a boy in the hood who always did good, so the bullies of the block couldn't stand him. And on Christmas and birthdays, he got mad presents, so many he didn't know what to play with. He had Transformers, He-Man, Ninja Turtles, Star Wars, but the G.I. Joes was his favorite.